Welcome to the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple.
We are so grateful you're here with us today. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Rise podcast. Today we are in sunny, beautiful Palm Desert. A little bit windy, though.
It is a little.
You're watching this on YouTube. The palm trees above us look like they might fall.
Hopefully, they don't
onto
come
us.
Crashing down.
Hopefully, the audio is okay. But we are excited for this episode. This is going to be a great episode because we are in right now March of 2024.
Dun, 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 dun.
And while March is arguably one of my favorite times of year, especially in California, we can ski. I had a killer powder day like 2 days ago, and now we're down here in the desert. We can surf. Like, it's such a cool time of year, but it's also tax season.
It is tax season
for so much of my career has been unknown. I don't know what I'm going to get taxed. I didn't have a really good system. Therefore, I was spending like a lot of time in February and March with like my accountant being like, you got to get me your stuff. And I'm like, it's just sitting in a bag of receipts. Like, I got to go through and put them all into Excel.
Bag.
You know what I mean? Like, you probably know the feeling of going, shoot, tax season is here and I'm not prepared for it because I don't have systems that I've been operating off every year, month over month. Therefore, the end of the year just feels like I have to sit in front of my computer for like 2 weeks and just be inputting receipts and I'm missing things. And there's, you know, it's
feels
hectic.
Like chaos.
It's not a good time of year if that is the system you're currently living in. Now, here's why we are making the podcast. I do not live in that system anymore. You do not live in that system anymore. We have a great system for money management, a great system for tax strategy, and a great system for bookkeeping month over month. And we'd love to share that with you on today's podcast so that you can literally rip it off, steal it, and it is going to help you dial in all three of those things, managing your money, managing your bookkeeping, and then managing your tax strategy so that a year from today, 2025, March or February or March 2025, as you're looking at your taxes, it just feels like, wow. One, I have an estimate on what I'm going to get taxed and I've saved money for it. Two, I feel like I've got a system that's making sure that income's not being missed or, you know, expenses aren't being missed. Everything is there. I feel solid about what my business has done this year. Everything's been tracked and I have a strategy in order to actually make sure it all comes to fruition. So that is where I would love for you guys. If we could snap our fingers and be like, what could happen a year from now today? Every person listening to the podcast right now, I wish they would experience that. And this podcast is going to help you get there. So quick disclaimer before we get in, if you're already thinking, well, Joey, you know, I don't know if my business makes as much as you and Christy do or as much as some of the people that I go through the Creative Rise Mastermind or in your community do. Whether you're making $5,000 or $50,000 or $150,000, $250,000, multiple six figures, this is applicable to you. Be the second you open a business, you need to do the three things that we're going to talk about today in today's show because it's going to be so much of an ease of mind for you and it's going to make sure things are dialed in so that if anything ever gets audited or something, you're in the clear.
You are in the clear. Yeah. Okay, before we jump into the episode, we want to give you a quick mastermind update. We are in week 4 of this mastermind, which is so cool because this week is all about marketing. We talk about so many things. We build proposals in both the brand space, the wedding space. We talk about pitching. We talk about all this good stuff that's so, so exciting. But last week was really fun. We had some amazing wins that we're going to share in just a second. But last week was all about networking, how to build relationships. How do you connect with your ideal client? How do you do that in an organic, natural way that actually makes them reach out to you? Some cool systems that we taught, which have been so much fun. It's yielding so many results for so many people. We also introduced wagers on our last week's call, which is our wagers is where you set a goal. Everyone in the mastermind has to set like an audacious goal that they are going to reach by April 11th. And if they don't, they wager something. So it's like, okay, if I don't meet this goal, I'm going to have to cold plunge for a month. If I do meet this goal, I'm going to take a trip to Bali with my girlfriend. Like, they have all these fun things that they're wagering.
Puts
and
the
it's
pressure
so,
on,
so
which is really cool.
So we're going to have to give you a wager update at the end of this. But we want to share some wins of what happened this last week in the mastermind. Just highlight a few people.
Yeah. So in the last week alone, here is a couple highlights. Not all the wins by any means, just a few that we picked out. In the last week alone of the mastermind, Riley quit his full-time job. He's officially fully self-employed. Owen locked down a $47,000 deal, a brand campaign, his biggest deal ever, which is incredible. And it's also shooting for a rooftop 10 company, which is like his ideal client, which is so, so cool. Shout out Owen. Dagen got published in multiple magazines, which is so cool. So cool seeing your work go from digital to actually being in front of you physically. Grace booked a new family session. Alexia booked a client for a local wedding. And then they're also doing like a destination wedding. So it's like a double
same
wedding,
couple,
but the
double
same
wedding.
Couple. And they're taking her on both. So That is a $5,600 deal, and she's getting to shoot a local wedding, really cool spot, and then also travel internationally, which is so awesome. Ashton booked $15,000 in weddings this week as well. Like, it's been a killer week.
Oh, there's
been
epic
so
highlights.
Many great wins. The crew is killing it. If you're new here, you're just jumping into this episode, the 6-week mastermind is our business shortcut. It's a 6-week blueprint that we take. Right now we got 31 businesses through that are photographers and filmmakers, and showing them how to build a 6-figure foundation for their own business so they can grow this year in a way that is massively shortcutted to where they would have been if they did not get access to not only just the tools and the strategies you need to build a 6-figure foundation to really kill it, but also the community and the accountability, which is what yields, as you said, and creates all these really, really cool results. So we're loving it. One of the things that we're going to be talking about next week, the following week, is money, scaling, tax strategy. And that's kind of where the idea for today's podcast came from. Not only is that going to be next week for us in the mastermind, but we are in tax season right now. And Christy, let's talk about the problem a little bit more, because I briefly mentioned it earlier, but this is a really real problem.
Oh,
I remember even when we first met, I had started working with a bookkeeper prior to that. When we first met, though, you were just rocking the Ziploc bags with all your receipts.
Rocking,
and then you'd, for like a week every year, you'd just pull out those receipts and you would just go ham in Excel. And it was something that I was stressed at watching you do. You actually were probably less stressed than I was.
But. I think it depends on everyone's personalities, but I do like being able to see my numbers, and me managing a lot of that accounting side of it was really helpful to see where spending was, to see what was happening in a really like deep overview way of my year, which was really cool. But yes, now we have shifted to using a bookkeeper, which is like 1,000 times better in my life.
Well, and you still get your numbers. You
and
just
I
know
still
they're accurate.
Get my numbers.
Because she's a pro at it.
Yes,
she's a professional,
she is a professional
at it,
right? Which
and
I
she
appreciate.
Makes sure that nothing's going to fall through the cracks.
It's very different than the days of when I was like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what I'm owing at the end of the year. I have no idea what's happening. And it's like just this crunch time of 2 weeks before the deadline. And you're like, oh, this is terrible. So yes, the problem is real. And I know every creative at some point has struggled when it comes to tax season, whether it's on the front end of actually managing their money and bookkeeping, or if it's on the back end of like, oh my gosh, I just got hit with this crazy tax bill that I wasn't expecting. And it can be really overwhelming. And it can cause people to want to go out of business because they're like, I don't know what the heck is going on. And they think it's way too complicated. It's actually really simple. And so that's what we're really excited to talk about today. The three buckets of these systems of how to go from feeling like, oh shoot, during tax season to, oh, I got this.
I'm prepared. I've been waiting for this all year. Yeah. And those three things are a plan to manage your money, a plan to keep, you know, track of all of that money. Where's it moving? What's the income coming in? Where's it going? Which is called bookkeeping. And then the third thing is, once you know your numbers, there has to be some tax strategy involved so you can mitigate your tax liabilities, AKA you can lower the amount of taxes you might have to owe by structuring how you actually take profits, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on in this episode. So just real quick, managing your money is, again, how you manage the money you make. Bookkeeping is how you track the money you make and the money you spend. And then tax strategy is how you actually strategically plan to structure your profit, so therefore you can structure what you're going to get taxed. So those are three very important things. So let's kick off with number one. So money management. This is the first thing that we want to give you a plan for, because if you do not learn how to manage your money,
you will have no money.
You've been here.
I've been there.
You make money, $5,000, $10,000 comes in, and all of a sudden you wake up in like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks later, and you're like, wait a second, where did the money go?
Where did my money go?
I thought I just made $10,000, you know? And it's like,
yes.
Where did that money go? I just worked so hard on that job. And the reality is money just seems to be, and this is an argument we've made before on the show, we'll make it again, money seems to be something that wants to stay in motion. And, you know, it wants to be moved. Money doesn't love, for most people don't love to just keep money sitting somewhere. They get the urge to use it, right? So the money management plan that we want to give you is something that allows money to stay in motion, but you're not spending it on stupid things. You're actually spending it in ways, and it's a play on words, but you're spending it in ways that are actually going to help you manage your money well. So we're actually not going to go into that entirely on this episode, because we just did an episode on this that we would love for you to go back and re-listen to or re-watch once you're finished this episode. So once you're done this episode, go and listen to this, and it's going to break down the entire money management system that Christy and I use to manage multiple 6 figures a year of money coming into our accounts and how we split it all up. And that episode is episode 121. It's called "We Got a Surprise $48,000 Tax Bill. Here's What We Did About It," which is a true story. I was actually sitting in the room right in there when I got an email saying from my accountant saying, "Hey, you got to pay $48,000 in 7 days."
And that was, and I will say, oh my goodness, wasn't because we weren't tracking. That was because of an immigration situation.
Yeah, that was
so
a me leaving.
It was a surprise, but because we managed our money really well, it was not a scary bill to have to pay.
Yeah, it was an exit tax.
Cool.
Yeah. And luckily we had the money because we had been managing.
Because we did this one thing.
But here's what I will say. I do want to touch on money management. So we're not going to give you the whole system on this episode, but what we will give you is the tax part of the money management system. So basically, spoiler alert, the money management system is figuring out how to take your dollar, every dollar you earn, and how to split it up into different accounts. So we give you the 4 or 5 different accounts you need in your banking, and we teach you how to, you know, use all those. But again, episode 121, go listen to it. But for today's episode, I want to tell you, though, the first step to managing your money well around this tax season time of year is by starting in January of every year going, what do I assume I am going to make this year? What am I estimating my business is going to do? And then based on that, rule number one of taxes is you don't get taxed on the money you make. You get taxed on the money you keep, on your profit. So you can estimate, hey, if I'm going to make 70 grand, or sorry, if I'm going to make 100 grand, you know, and I'm probably going to keep about 70 because I think I got about a $30,000 worth of expenses based on what I did last year or based on industry norms, I'm probably going to get taxed on $70,000. Well, where am I? Well, I'm in the state of California in the country of the United States of America. Let me look up what my tax brackets are going to be based on making $70,000 a year. Now, there's some nuance to this because tax brackets are ladder
systems. It's like a step system.
Yeah, as you make your first 10 grand, you get taxed a certain amount. As you go from 10 to 50, you get taxed another certain amount. But to play really conservative and to be, this is the best way to play it, is really conservative. Just look at what you think you're going to make in a year, say 70 grand, and then you're going to look at what would somebody pay in tax if, or what bracket would they be in the state of California and in the United States if they made 70 grand? And it's going to spit you out some type of number.
Yeah, and you guys can literally Google this. Like, if you're kind of like, oh gosh, I'm just getting into taxes, this all feels very confusing and overwhelming, all you have to do is, if you live in the U.S. or wherever you live, look up, especially in the U.S., look up your state tax bracket and then look up federal tax bracket.
If you're in Canada, look up your provincial or your, you know, territory, wherever you are, you are in the world, just look up your your state or provincial, and then your federal,
and then your federal.
And
tax.
As Christy said, this is a Googleable thing. You do not have to go to an accountant and ask this. This
it's
is
not
a secret.
So literally,
you can Google what you Google is my location, so like California state and federal tax rates 2024. That's what you go. You add the year and you add the location, and you'll find them.
So if you were to be like, okay, I know that I'm going to be taking home $70,000 in the state of California, you would be at a state level on tax bracket. You would be at a 9%. Again, there's nuance to that, but you can safely go at a conservative rate, 9%. So you want to save 9% for state tax. Now, on the federal side, you're going to fall into about the 22% federal tax rate. Now, to be conservative, just go, okay, I've got a 22% and I've got a 9%.
31%.
I need to save 31% out of every dollar that I make to save towards taxes. If you do that, at the end of the year, when a tax bill comes, you will be 100% ready for it. Actually, more than 100% ready for it. You're probably going to have some left over, which then you can put into investments or you can put into your tax for the next year. Like,
go
roll
on a
that over.
Go on a vacation.
Go on a vacation you know? If you want. Celebrate the fact that you saved for taxes. Hmm. But if you do that, I promise you, tax season is not going to stress you out next year because you will be like, man, I am so ready for it. So that is simple as that, you guys. But again, to listen to the whole money management system, go to episode 121 and we break down literally everything about that. Yeah.
Totally. So that's number one, is again, learning how to manage your money. You have to do that if you want to be prepared this same time next year in order to be able to pay your taxes. Now, number two is all about bookkeeping. Again, bookkeeping is the act of tracking all of your income and all of your, call it outcome. The stuff that's going out. I wish that was a term. We should call it income and outcome. Instead of expenses, like, oh, I had an outcome today. Instead of I had an expense. You know what I'm saying?
I think that might be a little bit confusing, but sure, we can use that.
Income and outcome. But bookkeeping is tracking all of your income and then all of your expenses, knowing what's coming in and what is going out.
Yeah.
And so bookkeeping is especially important because you do not want to be the person, again, at the end of the year that gets to the end of the year and you have a massive bag of receipts. I hope you even have that. And then you start inputting those into Excel, or you got to meet with your accountant and show them everything. It is so much better to have a bookkeeping system where every single month it's just updating and you're working in it. And by the time you get to the end of the year, you have all of your books done. You know what your profit and loss was, you know all that stuff. So here's our exact bookkeeping system. I'm going to tell you exactly what Christy and I do right now. I've been doing this for the past probably 6 years. You've been doing this since we met, and it has changed our lives because it saves us so much time. So much time that we get back to go and do the things in our business that actually cause growth. Working on your own bookkeeping does not cause growth. That is an admin task that you should be able to outsource pretty quickly. And I'm going to talk about that right now. So how we manage our own bookkeeping is we use QuickBooks. So really, really encourage you to get QuickBooks. If you want to use something like FreshBooks or anything else, sure, go for it. Just get an online commerce management platform. So something like QuickBooks, it can be as low as $30 a month. We are on for $55 a month. And it's like, wow, that sounds like a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money. It's just over like $1 a day, almost $2 a day. But what it does is it saves us so much time because it's got a bunch of technology in there that understands how to take income we've made and categorize it, and how to take expenses we have and categorize it, okay? So I'm paying $55 a month for our QuickBooks. Every single dollar we earn gets listed and ran through our QuickBooks. And then here's the best part. All of our expenses. Most people don't struggle with tracking their income. They struggle with tracking their expenses, right? And tracking your expenses is so crucial because the only way to mitigate, aka lower your tax liability, lower how much you have to pay in taxes, is by making sure all of your expenses are tracked so you can lower your profit, therefore lower what you have to get, have to pay in taxes. So how you lower your tax bill is by making sure all of your expenses are dialed in and you're keeping track of the money you're spending. That is a qualified business expense. This is why I love QuickBooks, because you can pull up the QuickBooks app. If let's say we are out for dinner with a client, I would take a client out for dinner and it's a business meal. The second I get that receipt, I'm going to take my phone. I'm going to open up QuickBooks. I'm literally going to click on snap a receipt. I'm going to take a photo of that receipt and boom, that receipt is now automatically going into the QuickBooks system and it's getting categorized by their technology as, oh, this was a business meal. And then it gets hosted there as, you know, you've now had this much money spent on business meals in 2023 or 2024. So as you start to do that for all of your expenses, everything is tracked beautifully. And here, even with email, if I spend something on Amazon, I buy a new camera on Amazon or a new camera from Canon.com and I get an email for it to my email, all I have to do is click the forward button and forward it to my custom QuickBooks email address that will class it as an expense and everything goes in there. So instead of having to save all these receipts to the end of the year, what I'm doing in the moment is I'm snapping the receipt or forwarding the email receipt to the platform like QuickBooks that manages all this, and everything gets tracked, which is incredible because it means month to month, I can go into my QuickBooks and go, where are we at profit and loss? I can see what we spent in different categories. And then here is the big part. I did that by myself for probably the first couple years, and it's totally doable, and I would highly encourage you to start there. But then I hired a bookkeeper.
I was just going to say, we're also not like hired by QuickBooks. So I just want to say that we're not like sponsored or anything like that. We just genuinely use it.
This is obvious. QuickBooks is like the obvious answer, right? It's the biggest one. It's what everybody uses. So I hired a bookkeeper, and for $50 an hour, I get my life back, right? I don't have to do 5 to 10 hours a month of managing all of my income and making sure it's all tracked and dialed, and especially the expenses, managing the expenses and figuring out how I'm going to put them all into Excel. Everything gets just auto-snapped into QuickBooks through taking a photo of it on my phone or emailing, you know, the receipt if it's an email receipt. And she does the rest. She categorizes everything and makes sure everything is taken care of. And then she sends me profit and loss statements. She also communicates with my accountant and does a ton of the accounting stuff for me so that I'm saving time. So you can hire a bookkeeper, on average, a really good bookkeeper, for about $50 an hour. And most businesses under $100,000 a year might only need between like 2 to 3 hours a month of bookkeeping work done by a professional bookkeeper.
So worth it.
So for like $100 to $150 a month, you can have all of your books dialed and they're all kept up to date and they're professionally analyzed and categorized, meaning that you can just trust what you're actually looking at rather than stressing out because you're not doing it right and you're probably not doing it right. So
probably not.
That is a really, really good deal. We pay on average between $350 to $500 a month, because of the scale of the income and the scale of the expenses that she's having to track and, go all over. But still, $500 a month is still an incredible deal for us to buy all that time back. So we don't even have to think about it. It's not taking up any space in our brain. And even more importantly, she's doing it right because she's professional. She's going to do it better than we're doing it. So yeah. Highly encourage you, no matter what stage your business is at, you should be getting QuickBooks. You should be getting some type of commerce management platform like QuickBooks. And then you should probably be getting a trained professional bookkeeper to manage that platform for you, because it only costs an hourly rate of a good person, like $50 an hour. And if your business isn't doing a ton of transactions, it might only cost you $100 a month. So for $1,200 a year, so worth it to have your books dialed in and done professionally so you can rest your head at night knowing that it's all getting done.
Yes. And then last but definitely not least, is tax strategy. Now, there's a lot of tax strategy you can just learn from being an entrepreneur, right? Like we do a ton of episodes on tax strategy. We talk about our favorite tax deductions that you can use. And again, tax deductions are these business-related expenses that decreases your revenue. It decreases what you take home, aka profit. Decreases your profit. So that you're only, again, getting taxed on your profit. So when you make really smart financial decisions with your business, you reduce the amount that you are taking home. Therefore, you reduce the amount that you are paying in taxes, which is a huge win for you, and it's a huge win for your business.
However, also other stuff like, you know, company structures, like whether you're a sole proprietor, yep. an S-corp, an LLC, a C-corp. You know, accountants are going to help you figure
yes.
out what do you need to be in order to make your tax liability the most advantageous thing
yes.
for you, right?
So there's a lot
it's
of things.
It's not just your profit reduction. It's also, yeah, your yes. company structure. There's other loopholes every year that the IRS or the CRA comes out with. There's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so you doing it yourself, there's a lot of things that you can do yourself to make that work. However, getting an actual professional, getting an accountant to help you when it comes to tax strategy is going to be worth their weight in literal gold for you. Like going and just trying to do like TurboTax, just doing it yourself, yeah, it's going to be like hopefully fine. But if you really want to be great, if you want to actually, you know, optimize your tax strategy, you want to do it with a professional. This is something where it's like, hey, focus on the stuff you're good at, the creative side, the business side, and let somebody else handle all of the tax strategy for you. It is so absolutely worth it. And make sure that the accountant you have knows about small businesses, that they are actually about tax strategy. There's a lot of accountants who just will like plug in the numbers and send you off. You're just another person. I've had accountants like that. It's miserable. You end up paying so much in taxes because they're not strategizing with you. So when you're talking to an accountant, talk about tax strategy. Ask them if that's something they're going to do with you. Really ask that question because it's so, so important, and it'll help save you so much money, like literally like thousands, ten thousands of dollars in a good tax strategy accountant. You want to have that.
100%. And your goal is to have a relationship with your accountant. When you can build a relationship with your accountant, they are going to start to understand your business, and they will start to see other avenues of, you know, strategic ways that you could save money on taxes. So you do not want somebody who you send one email to every year, and they email you back once, say, hey, here's your thing, and they punch you through. You want a relationship with them. So push to have a relationship with an accountant. Like Christy said, focus it on being someone that you're going to put your time into that is a tax strategist. They've got tax strategy at their firm. And most importantly, as Christy said, it should be saving you money. A lot of people say, well, Joey, I'm not going to get an accountant yet because my business isn't making enough money. I don't want to pay $600 or $1,200 a year. I cannot stress to you enough, guys, I don't care if you're making 10 grand or you're making $100,000, 200 grand, whatever you're making, a $600 per year accountant fee or $1,200, even if it's $1,200 per year accountant fee, should be able to save you a minimum of 2x what you're spending. So for the average person, it is a write-off. It is a tax deduction from your business. And the average person that's listening to this episode is probably making, we know our audience, probably like 35 to 60K, self-employed. They're really trying to hit their first six figures, which is awesome. Glad you're here. You are absolutely qualified to go hire an accountant. Stop doing this yourself, because they're probably going to save you like 5 to 10 grand on your taxes, and you only have to pay them $600 to $1,200 per year. It is so good. So
it's amazing.
To wrap up, guys, those are the three things that we do that allow us to sit in February and March and go, we feel good about what our business did last year, but more importantly, we feel confident about how it was managed and the systems that we've been using that are not only giving us confidence, but they're saving us so much time. So to go over this one more time, we are managing our money with a system. If you do not have a system that you're managing your money with, you're probably losing out on money because you're spending it in ways you're not really sure of. It needs to be managed well if you want to run your business well. So episode 121 is going to give you our entire money management plan that we use every year to manage hundreds of thousands of dollars. Encourage you to listen to that. Number two is you got to get a bookkeeper. For as low as $50 an hour for a couple hours a month, they can really help you dial in your books so you know exactly where you are at, profit and loss. And it's going to save you so much time at the end of the year because your bookkeeper can just hand over the books to an accountant and they can finish off everything for you. Number three is get an accountant. They're going to help you for just $600 to $1,200 on average per year. They can help you save probably a minimum of like $3,000 to $5,000 for most people listening. And it could be way higher than that, depending on where you're at with your income, where you're at with your tax strategy. So those are the three things we do that have undeniably let ourselves rest our heads at night going, I feel like we're taken care of. We're maximizing our money management plan, which means we've got money in the right places for where we need it. Number two, we know that our books are being managed well, which makes us go, oh my gosh, I feel so confident because we're getting sent reports on, hey, here's what your business did last month. Here's your profit and loss. Here's this. It allows us to get all that time back. And number three, we know that when the tax season comes, we have a strategy for it because we have a person that's got strategy and they're going to continue to help us mitigate our tax liability, AKA how much money we have to pay in taxes, which means we're going to need to keep more money in our pockets, which is a phenomenal thing as a business owner. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, that's so awesome. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. Again, if you've got questions, reach out to us at Creative Rise. We'd love to help you. Love to help you get some strategy, maybe point you in the right direction. We're so thankful that you listen to the show. If you think that this would help another friend that you have in the creative space, we would love it if you could send this episode on to them. Share it with a friend, share it online, tag us on your stories. We'd love to repost you and say hello and just figure out what the heck you're doing with your creative business because we exist to help you succeed at doing what you love. So we'd love to get to meet you guys. So thanks for listening and we will see you next week on the next episode.
See you next week, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We were so happy to have you here.
And do not forget to jump onto iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a written review. That would mean the world to us. And we'll catch you next time on the Creative Rise podcast, where we believe you deserve to break the creative struggle, and it should be simple. Peace.